Nick Ashew on the Fan. It's 1-0 at halftime, the U.S. over Bosnia. I'm seeing so I'm watching it. I'm watching it on Peacock, so it's the Telemundo stream. I love it. There have been a lot of Ted Lasso, like promos tied in with this and clips, and I'm watching again right now. Are you guys Ted Lasso fans, Wes and PJ?
Massive.
Oh my God. I cannot wait for season 4. It comes, I think it's August, like middle of August or something it comes out.
Yeah, I was in London a couple years ago and went to Richmond.
I totally forgot about that. Did it look exactly like it was in the show?
It did, and you know, they got like shops where you can get some official Ted Lasso swag, and you get to talk to the owners of the places, and they tell you how they met all the cast, and they're all super great. But yeah, it's pretty cool. You just take the tube right to Richmond. It's like a 5-minute walk over to where the field is and where his apartment is, and it's all right there.
That's awesome. It's just such a good show. I've rewatched it multiple times. Like, you know, if you just need something to, like, fall asleep to and there's no game or anything? Yeah, that falls into the category now. It's just such a damn good show, and it was supposed to be 3 seasons, and they were like, nah, I think we should do another one. That's the thing now. Like, I've kind of come to the realization, and I understand it. So, like, we just had, what, Toy Story 5 come out. People are like, oh, God, another Toy Story. Yeah, and you know what? It's good. Every one of them's good because it works for everybody. Kids can like it. Adults can like it because there's this nostalgia from when you were, you know, a child. I mean, if it works, it works. And you're going to see more of the same stuff over and over again in movies or anything else. So, yeah, I'm all for it. I'm all for more Ted Lasso. And I'm all for more goals for the U.S. here. It's 1-0 at halftime, but you had one called back because they were offside. You had a chance earlier for maybe a penalty kick. That was not called. So we are looking at 1-0 right now. How do we feel, guys, in the first half, Wes? Do you want to break anything? Do you feel calm? You were the one that was, I think, the most angry or most, let's say, passionate about this game.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I said earlier there is no excuse. They've shown that. In the beginning of the game, Bosnia had a few opportunities. They had a great corner that actually would have gone in if there was no goalie. So it would have been 1-1. But the United States, I'll break it down, they got 63% of the possessions.
Okay.
They have 6 total shots. Bosnia has 2. They do have only 1 shot on goal compared to 2 for Bosnia. That's including the corner. 4 chances created. Bosnia only has 1. What I'm really enjoying is their passing. They have over 100, and I don't know the exact stat, but I saw on the TV it was over 140. And they have their passing accuracy is 91%. That's really good. And they have 13 crossings. That is a great amount in the first half. If you have 13 crossings in both halves, you're going to win the game.
I just watched the they show the highlight of the second potential goal. They hit the crossbar there right in front. Oh, yeah. They've had opportunities, man.
Oh, yeah.
They've had more opportunities, which kind of feels like there's a chance that this gets really turned up in the second half. I do think this is going to be a little more physical. You're kind of seeing that. You're getting some guys down, like legit injuries, where they're actually bringing the trainers out. Do we know what's in the cooler, by the way? They're always bringing a cooler out. What is in that cooler when there's injuries?
Let's see. Haribos. chocolate. Haribos. M&Ms. I mean, now they're just chilling. That's why they go down. They just need a little snack.
Yeah. No, just bring them. It's a little, you know, one of the, like an icy hot spray or something there,
Balligan,
too.
Balligan, he probably wants a cider because he's from London.
Right, right. That's true. Go with a cider, and that'll help him. Pete, you feeling good about this first half?
Yeah, I am. So I bet Bosnia +910 to advance at halftime, just to hedge my happiness.
You every time. Well, you never let me down ever,
guys.
You gotta ride or die, man.
I'm taking one for the boys. All right, I'm betting Bosnia so the Americans win. But no, they look great. They definitely looked a little nervy first 10-15 minutes into the game. The keeper had to make a great save on that early corner kick that Bosnia had that looked like it was going to curve right into the net. Really, ever since then, they haven't had any high danger chances, and we've controlled a majority of the possession and looked like the team that we've seen for much a group stage. So they got to keep it going, pedal down. Bosnia obviously knows they got to get the equalizer, so they might press a little bit, and when they do, hopefully our counterattack can hit them for another goal or two.
This looks like the game against Australia. They scored very quickly against Paraguay. They didn't score as quickly against Australia, but they got the first half goal. I don't think they're going to win 4-1, but I predicted 3-1 earlier. I think that would be realistic.
Okay. Not 9-1, though, so we're not going that far.
No, but they're giving themselves chances.
Yeah.
And they look good right now.
Yeah, they definitely are. So, all right, 1-0 at halftime. as we sit and wait for things to get started in the second half. Hope for a quick second goal to really take the momentum would be, I think, nice. Yeah, yep. Be nice for everybody. So earlier, Jaylen Brown got traded, and it was a trade that was inevitable. Got traded to the Sixers, which is still, like, that's the big thing for me here. Is that this is a team, and I get it. In the end, if you're the Celtics, you just want to take the best offer. The problem is the best offer for them was Jaylen Brown for Paul George, 2 firsts and 2 seconds. Maybe they turn this into something else. Maybe they flip the picks. I don't know. But right now, if you're the Celtics, this trade looks bad. This trade looks bad, and we all knew that Jaylen Brown was going to get moved. And maybe that's what lowered his stock just a little bit because teams were like, we know you can't have it anyway. This is the best that we're going to do. There were reports that some teams weren't as interested in Jaylen Brown as maybe was put out there. And look, a lot of this stuff is lies. A lot of this stuff is you can't really figure out what everybody truly thinks, and it's lying season extended as we get into this. But, you know, the Sixers came back from a 3-1 deficit and knocked the Celtics out in the first round. It just shows you, like, for anybody who thinks that, oh, teams won't trade with their rivals, they don't care. You don't care in the offseason. It's about what you think is going to make your team better and what your plan is. I would say this. So Brad Stevens is the team president. He runs the show for the Celtics. He's smart, and he knows what he's doing. This does not feel like a trade that makes any sense if it's the final form of this trade. The East is really wide open, though. The East is right now Knicks and everybody else, and the Knicks just got weaker with Mitchell Robinson signing with the Celtics. The Sixers feel like it's, I'm not, like, I can't in my right mind call the Sixers a contender. It's just really hard for me because we've watched Joel Embiid have his failures every year in the playoffs. And I know he had really, like, come out of your shell, big series, coming back from the injury, helping the Sixers come back from 3-1 against the Celtics. But then you got around against the Knicks and it was like, what happened to this team? So, okay, does Jaylen Brown do enough to get the Sixers over the top and make them an actual contender? Now, on paper, they've got a lot of talent. You got Tyrese Maxey. Vijay Edgecombe's going to turn out to be a great pro for them. Jaylen Brown's won a title, has experience in the finals and the playoffs. You bring all that. Great defensive player. Two-way guy. Joel Embiid healthy. Still one of the better bigs in the NBA, but we just don't see him healthy enough. It's always something. Like, the talent is there, but it's really hard. And maybe this is just kind of going to one of those situations where, right, you have to prove that the name on your jersey means champion versus, you know, for people to actually believe it, right? Because it was this way with, like, the Nuggets. When the Denver Nuggets won their title back in 2023, we watched them play, and you're like, well, you know, they actually got to win a title for me to take them seriously. The Warriors, before their dynasty started in 2015, the Warriors were a team that won 47 games the year before, were dumpster fire before that, and it takes a long time to look at a team and look at their history and say, I trust them. It's not a lot of trust right now. How many teams do you really trust in the Eastern Conference? I mean, the Knicks, because they won a title. Mitchell Robinson was a big loss for them defensively, though they don't have to worry about him missing free throws all the time. But after that, who? The Pistons? No. Pistons are dealing with all kinds of stuff this offseason. Tobias Harris is even gone now. I mean, the Raptors got Kawhi Leonard. That's a major improvement for them, but they traded some guys to get Kawhi. I know he won a title when he was there, but Kawhi misses a ton of time too. The Magic, middle of the pack team. The Heat, they gutted their roster to get Giannis. I mean, Sixers, Celtics, we just talked about them. I'm finding a really hard to find a team other than the Knicks that I trust in the East right now. If you're looking at the West, you got the Thunder. You got the Spurs. And they're probably going to be there for a long time. Like, this is probably just going to be a thing for a while where it's everybody has to get through the Thunder and the Spurs. We may have the next 5 years where it's one or the other in the finals. Just every single year. Oh, God, look at this. NBA Insider says Philly may not be done after Jaylen Brown trade. Wait. LeBron James to the Sixers could happen. Oh, my God. The Athletic is reporting the Sixers are among teams that expressed interest in LeBron James. Here we go. Now we're going to have a LeBron James tied to every single team. It's just going to be every team. The three teams that make sense are the Cavs, the Heat, and the Warriors. Fine. Warriors, one last ride with your boys. It's fun. Great. That's cool. Heat, you got Giannis there, and it's, you know, making a return like you made a return to Cleveland. Cleveland, the obvious answer. One final ride with your hometown team, and he's been there and making it a thing, and it's all that. But we start throwing in some other teams. LeBron just can't take big money anymore. He's going to have to take a mid-level exception or whatever, you know, $15 million a year. Oh, darn, he'll be okay. You know, but, like, Now this gets interesting, because is there a team that's going to start looking at LeBron and saying, this guy could be our answer, 1 year of LeBron? Which, listen, 1 year of LeBron is still very good. That's still, you know, 26-6, you know? Not 26 points, but 6, and you know what I mean. I mean, we saw what he did in the playoffs. Playoffs in the first round, LeBron James turned back the clock and carried the Lakers to that series lead and that series win against the Rockets. So there's enough left in the tank where if there's a deep team that LeBron plays for, he could play 60-something games, just enough to get over the threshold, right? And then after that, I think you get to a point where you say, oh, maybe he's ready for the playoffs and goes for one last run. I think LeBron ends up in the East, because really the West, he's not going to win anything with the Warriors. They're not getting through the Thunder. They're not getting through the Spurs. LeBron may dictate all kinds of trickle-down effects in the East. I mean, what if he goes to the Sixers? Then, yeah, that's a title-contending team, and they might be better than the Knicks. 1 year of LeBron still, even at 42 years old, that's enough, man. LeBron's going to still get you 20 a night at 42. I mean, he's got plenty left in the tank to do that. It's not peak LeBron, but it's still better than 75% of the league. So you're still getting a guy that's better than 75% of the league at 42 years old that you can limit his minutes and stretch him out throughout the entire season. I mean, come on. I think you've got a nice opportunity there if you're the Sixers. Now, yes, I think it was another Athletic report that was like, it could be the Wizards. I can't do it. I can't play that game. I can't believe it. I don't think it's going to be a thing. I can't. I'm not going to play that game. I'm not going to go KD to DC all over again with LeBron. It doesn't make any sense for 1 year. I guess I would throw the Sixers in the mix, though, for one. But if you're LeBron and you just spend one last season with a random-ass team, then it just feels empty. Especially if he's going to have a camera crew following him around, apparently, for this season. Which, it's clear, this is LeBron's last year. Like, he's not playing two more years. This is it. It just, if you're going to make it a story and put a bow on this career and make it a whole thing, I think you got to go back to Cleveland. Maybe Miami. That's it. And play with Giannis. All right, second half got started here. We're 2 minutes in. 1-0 U.S. still. How do we feel about the momentum, guys? Everybody feel good? I'm seeing a lot of aggressiveness from our team, from the boys, from the good guys.
I mean, the fact that we are 2 minutes in and we've given ourselves opportunities already.
Yeah. We want opportunities. Coming up. We want opportunities. That's the key. You got some angry guys on Bosnia, man. There's quite a few moments here where they just look like they want to fight somebody. Cross in front of the net and the header out. Okay, so just keep attacking. We just want to see him keep attacking. Look, it's just good for... All right, here we go, corner kick. So we decided, is a corner kick the equivalent of being in the red zone? Does that feel accurate? Or maybe we just
I like
make
that.
It... Right? I think it makes sense.
I think right now they would be in the red zone.
Yeah. So we could say Team USA is in the red zone.
A PK is goal line.
Okay.
Goal line stand from the goalie.
Yeah. All right. I think this is good. We're working this out throughout the show here. I think we're making some progress.
Make a formula.
We're making a whole formula. You know what we can do? So let's get all of these down, these ideas. We'll put it into some AI, ChatGPT, Claude, doesn't matter, any one of these. And let's see if we can actually create a real formula for the equivalent of what a football moment is. We don't have to call it a stat because sometimes I guess red zone's still a stat. We'll call it a football stat versus a soccer stat. Corner kick versus red zone. We got something here. This is good
we're
brainstorming.
Cooking.
We're cooking. We're definitely cooking with gas here. No question about it. All right, 1-0 U.S. in the 48th minute. Nick Ashew on the Fan. Oh, it's so much better in Spanish. That was Flo Balogun's goal in the first half. Still 1-0 U.S. in the 54th minute here. Couple of opportunities in that first half as well. Couple of opportunities in the second half, too. I mean, they are attacking and they look aggressive, which is, you know, it's what you want to see. It's been a while since this team has played a game that was fully meaningful. And, you know, we're not seeing necessarily rust at this point. But, you know, an offside call took a goal away. Penalty wasn't called in the first half. You know, crossbar got in the way a couple of times, but this team looks aggressive right now. And it is sweeping this entire country right now. Everybody's watching. And look, that's what's cool about the World Cup, man. You don't have to, like, You don't have to know soccer. Just you understand what's at stake here. In some ways, it's also like people that maybe aren't college basketball fans but understand what's at stake in March Madness, right, PJ? Like people that they're a, you know, they're a poser or they're fake or whatever. They're LARPing because they're just jumping in for March Madness.
No question. Yeah, exactly. This it's funny you say that because I compared the Mexico-England match that we have upcoming in the round of 16 to the Illinois-Houston game that we had, because both those games people are very excited about, and Houston got to play in Houston, and England is having to play Mexico in Mexico City. So I think that's a pretty interesting parallel, but you're definitely right about the two tournaments.
I saw, too, that they're saying that it's tough for England to adjust to the altitude there, which I get, man. That stuff's no joke. The thin air of, you know, any place like Denver, oh, my God. I remember the first time I went to Denver. Oh, you don't realize it until all of a sudden you're like, why am I out of breath? Or going, like, I don't know, snowboarding in some high-altitude place. I mean, I snowboard, people ski, whatever. Like, just walking upstairs, I'm like, what? Why can't I breathe? Oh, yeah, it's 10,000 feet up. Like, it's... Altitude is, I mean, that's a serious advantage for any team that plays in, you know, Denver. But in this case, obviously, the Azteca altitude, as they said, like, it's no joke. Like, it is, there's only so much you can do to train for something like that. And it's a major advantage for anybody that's used to it. So, all right, 1-0 still in the 56th minute. A little quiet now. Kind of hoping we get another goal here, at least, before the show's done. Nothing. Okay. I didn't hear you guys. I feel like now, though, you guys are going to be, like, more focused on not having the mic on when you react to a goal.
For sure.
And I don't know
very,
if I...
We're very wary of it now.
I don't know if I like that, though, because I want to hear Peach go, oh! The quiet celebration from you. But it is what it is, so it's you guys, if you just get excited, it's fine. Look, we had the Spanish call. That's all I asked for was the Spanish goal call. That's it. That's all I really wanted, so... But, you know, look... The World Cup, too, it's... I'll be honest with you. I think that you just even going beyond the soccer part of this, but having, you know, all of these videos of people that are traveling here for the first time and, you know, experiencing the U.S. for the first time. You've never had Texas barbecue. You've never had, I mean, gone to a Florida beach, or you never, you know, all that stuff is just... Anybody can relate to that, right? Anybody that's ever traveled anywhere, and you go to a country, you go to a city, you go anywhere for the first time, it's just like all new... Oh, God, I got almost excited again here. All right. This is going to be how the show goes. I'm just going to let you know now that there are going to be moments where I'm just going to lose my train of thought because I'm watching something that happens in this game. I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm all in emotionally, and I'm fine with that. So, you know, but there's... You know, we've had so much of that where there's, you know, people that are coming here and it's just experiencing something for the first time. It's great. And not even make it about politics, but a lot of us are getting lied to. But just saying, the news is lying to us too. But besides that, we're in the 58th minute, and the U.S. is up 1-0 right now. So that's where we'll leave it at this point. Oh, Jason Tatum just tweeted. You're gonna get a lot of stuff. The internet doesn't forget. The internet does not forget old tweets about from players and what they're saying about guys, and then they get traded. Here's the one thing about the NBA with that Jason Tatum trade. If you missed it earlier, Jason Tatum traded to the Sixers. Paul George going to the Celtics with a couple of first round and second round picks. The NBA is going to get to a point now where the only way you can really improve your team is through trades. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Draft picks will actually be more valuable, though, because draft picks will end up... Oh, God. Dangerous play there. U.S. clearing that thing out. Big danger. Big danger. Look, teams are going to get to a point where they're going to realize that free agency is not going to do much. There have been obviously some big deals in free agency here, but it's not stars going anywhere in free agency. They're re-signing or they're taking extensions, and then they're asking for trades. Kawhi got traded, LaMelo got traded, Giannis got traded, Jaylen Brown and Paul George got traded. I mean, this is how the NBA operates now, where teams just realize this is going to be the smarter play for them. We're going to go and we're going to get the guy that we want, and we're going to make it work that way, and you give up a bunch of first-round picks. But first-round picks will actually have more value because it's going to be those smoothed-out odds a little bit more, more of an opportunity worth... I mean, we've seen picks traded for in 27 years down the road. Like, these picks are way in advance now. Who knows what that team is going to look like at that point? So you're banking on the hope that it's going to give you something later down the road where that team has a horrible season. And, yeah, you're playing I mean, you're playing a guessing game to a point. You'd rather have a draft pick that's a year or two down the road. But sometimes it's just, oh, wow, forgot we had this pick. But there is still at least an opportunity there for some of these closer picks that are, you know, to this year, right? Like it's 2 years out, it's next year or whatever, where if you think, okay, this is 1 year and you're like, if the Wizards traded Anthony Davis and were able to get an unprotected first round pick, I doubt they'd get it. But let's just play the hypothetical with the Warriors. The Warriors in a year or two could be a team that's in the basement. I mean, Steph retires, Draymond retires. If LeBron and Anthony Davis are there, I mean, they're all going to be retired at that point, probably a couple of years down the road. Maybe not Anthony Davis, but, I mean, let's be real. The injuries are a thing, so that's always something to worry about. But you know, that draft pick could be really, really valuable for them. So the NBA's teams are having to find ways to evolve with the system that they're dealing with. God, we have another injury. I feel like we get this to a point where one guy's hurt, so the other guy involved. Oh, Flo Balogun did kind of roll his ankle a little bit on an Achilles there. Yeah, they both look like they're kind of hurt. But I do kind of feel like at times we get this, one guy's hurt, so the other one has to show that he's hurt too. It's got to be one and then the other. Like, oh God, you're hurt. Yeah, I'm hurt too. It was both of us. It wasn't just my fault. Both of us got hurt. Now they're waving out the training staff again. We've had at least three instances in this game where we've needed the training staff to come out for injuries. It might be four. Is this three or four now, guys?
This is a situation where, okay, looks like Balogun is cramping.
Yeah. But he stepped on the other dude's, like, heel. If you watch on the replay, his right foot, like, it might be cramping, but he actually stepped on the heel of the guy that's also down, whoever that is.
Oh, yeah, no, he cleated him big
time.
Now
you see it. That's not cramping.
Balogun ain't hurt, bud. Get up.
I mean, listen, that might be, yeah, he's playing it off a little bit. You see him getting some water. If you look, they're showing the replay now. He stepped forward.
That does hurt.
Kinda,
that's
kind of, yeah, but he rolled the other dude's ankle bad. Yeah, like, yeah, he just, yeah, yeah. And look, that just happens, man. Like, this is, you got feet going everywhere here. It's footy.
No way. They're possible red card for Balogun.
No way.
Yep, they're checking.
What? You're ahead of me. This is ridiculous if that's
no
the case.
No way. Dude, do you understand this? The implications of this is huge. He will be out against Belgium.
That's it. That's
not only so. This is what's
going to
happen. If he gets a red card, the United States will play with 10 guys. They cannot. You lose a man, and Balogun will not be able to play against Belgium.
Oh, this would be.
And this
massive.
Is the 62nd minute.
Oh,
and they're only up by one.
I have no sound on right now, so I'm going to need you guys to keep me informed on anything you see. That's not intentional, though.
I don't feel like it is. The ball took a bad hop.
We're both going
the
for
ball
it.
Took a bad hop, and he's stepping forward and thinking the ball was going to go towards right. him, and then it bounced that way. No. He's not stepping on his ankle on purpose.
I mean, this would probably be yellow.
I mean, even that. Are we serious? We're going to call this a yellow? He's stepping on a guy's ankle when they're both going for the ball.
I mean, truly, like, the USA's tournament is up to this call right now.
I mean,
no,
honestly,
is.
Yes,
no,
right
is.
Now.
I mean, This is big time.
This is massive.
Right here.
If they
okay,
give,
so we're gonna call it for you since we're ahead because the ref is coming out right now.
Okay. All right. You give it for me. You okay, give me the information
out.
Here.
We don't know.
You're 12 seconds ahead of me. Oh God. This
doesn't look.
Is killing me. That's if you call something like that. I'm just seeing the square. That's it.
Oh no.
Oh my God. That's
they
it.
Gave him
that's
a
it.
Red.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
There's no way. There's no way.
Are you serious?
This is my problem with soccer. Because they.
Oh, my God.
That's unbelievable. How is that a red card? And he's out for the next game. There's no way, man. There's
dude, I'm not
no
worried
way.
About the next game. They still got to survive 30 minutes down to 10 guys.
That is,
this is
some
terrible.
Of the softest. That is unbelievable.
Is so bad. I can't believe it. Oh, that's such a shame. Well, this game just got real interesting.
That is one of the softest things.
You're not. Not only did they not call a PK for him, but now they've kicked him out after an accidental step on someone's shoe.
That is so damn soft.
No. This is unbelievable. I mean, this is some corruption, is what it is.
I mean, it kind of feels that way.
It absolutely is. How do you not get a PK when you get tripped in a box when the defender doesn't hit the ball And then now you eject him from the game? They were going after the ball. He stepped on his foot. The guys hurt their ankle in soccer all the time.
That is mind-blowing to me.
I've never seen this. Ever seen this before.
Like, what am I missing here?
I don't know. I don't know.
What are we missing that this is...
I feel like there was my no soccer intention knowledge whatsoever. Is lacking in this situation, to be honest with you. I just don't know how that's possible. That's why I'm just assuming, as they just had another, Bosnia just had a shot and goal.
Oh God, this is going to be stressful. 30 minutes.
This is.
Do we have the NBA Finals refs out here?
That just sucks, too. I mean, for all those people that paid all that money just for the tournament, you know, like our best player getting taken out like that. Like, nobody wants to see the stars, you know? Could you imagine Mbappe getting a red or Messi getting a red or any?
It just wouldn't happen. You wouldn't see Ronaldo or Messi or Harry Kane or Jude Bellingham get a red.
Oh,
in fact, we've
so
seen Jude
brutal.
Bellingham, and as a huge fan of him, he went up to... one of the players and put his hand to his mouth and didn't get a red card for that. And in this situation, you go to VAR and call a red card on stepping someone's foot? Are you kidding me? You go back to check on players to see if they say something under the breath while holding their hand over their mouth.
Right.
And you call a red card there, and you call a red card in this situation with Balogun, with the United States, with their best player? I mean, give him a yellow, please.
Yeah.
This is a disaster.
Give him a yellow.
Kick him
out of the game? Are you kidding me?
The outrage on Twitter right now. Like, I'm trying to find
that's
soccer
unreal.
People that are actually like, well, maybe that should be. Not one person is like, no, that's what you'd call a red card.
No. I mean, in no world is that a red. Red is, like, you should be able to identify a red, right? Like, there should be no... No shadow of a doubt. It's got to be intentional, right? It's like a flagrant. It's like an ejection in the NBA. Any kind of ejection of any kind.
Another shot on goal for Bosnia. I mean, I'm telling you, this is not good.
Nothing about that warranted an ejection. That's crazy.
That is, I mean, this is embarrassing.
I'm telling you, I've never
FIFA's
seen
so
this.
FIFA is so damn corrupt. FIFA is insanely corrupt.
This is USA against the world. It feels that way. And we're not being dramatic in this situation.
Man,
go if you're listening, go watch that foul, so-called foul. I mean, that's unreal.
That's unbelievable. I mean, again, like at this point, you just watch this and go, "What I?"
What are we missing?
But again, I'm trying to find. There's nobody. There's not one person that's like, well, actually, if the rule, if you look at like nobody. I mean, this is insane. Is the
FIFA's got to? If the U.S. win this game, they got to go back and discard that red card and not kick him out of the
they're
the
both
game.
Going for the ball. I mean, that's again, like, feet get tangled up in soccer,
right.
It's not like Wemby
like
sticking his foot out.
You
yes.
get pass interference 15 yards spot, you know,
and it's not like he wound up and like clocked him in the back of the ankle. He stepped on his ankle because he thought the ball was gonna go
you
there
get
a
red card bounce. For example, if you're going as they're showing another replay, they're both going for the ball. I mean, this is unbelievable. I'm telling you, I've never seen this.
I've seen
red cards when a team has an opportunity of scoring. They have a breakaway, and the guy pulls, you know, they pull the jersey, they pull his shoulder so they can't get towards the goal. That's a red card. This is just a long pass that both players are going after the ball, and he's stepping on his foot.
I would just start aiming shots at the ref's head. If he's in the way, just accidentally rock him in the face and break his nose.
I mean, he must have got hit in the head last game. I mean, this is crazy.
This is embarrassing.
No, FIFA needs to answer for this. They need to come out with a statement on why he was ejected.
And they're not going to, though. It's FIFA. FIFA's as corrupt as anything in the world. There is absolutely no way that anything is said about this.
I can't believe this, Nick.
I'm
blown.
Nick, pray for me in the studio tonight if the U.S. loses this game.
I mean, honestly, man, this is embarrassing. And the problem is now look at the faces of every U.S. player.
Oh, they're all shook, man.
They look dejected.
Yeah.
Because you feel like now you're not going to have a fairly officiated game.
You don't. It should be 2-0. They fouled Balogun. Worse than what he just did.
Unbelievable.
And they gave him a red card. He should have had a PK early in the game. They didn't give it to him. A clear foul. And they give him a red card for... I don't know. I have nothing to say. Nothing. This is corruption at its finest here by FIFA. I want a statement from them.
All right, we'll try to regroup here. Nick Ashew on the Fan. I mean, I'm in just disbelief. They're showing everybody in the crowd still in disbelief. A red card on Flo Milligan. Seen a lot now, too, of screen grabs and clips of Lionel Messi, who had a similar situation where he stepped on a guy's heel and it wasn't called a red card.
I don't know, man. I mean, there's no one on Instagram or Twitter that even remotely is even seeing a yellow.
There's no... Well, the thing is they said at bare minimum you could have put out a yellow at the beginning and then not have to go to a VAR red, and that's exactly what they did. And you go back, and I mean, this is... I mean, pure soccer people, soccer analysts, everybody are like, that is insane. That's an insane call.
I'm honestly glad that people who are in the game, more than the three of us combined...
You can appeal reds.
Obviously, they got to win this game because Bosnia is... Man, they got opportunities.
Right.
Because it's now 11 on 10.
Think about this, too. If you're looking just at this sport right now, and people are watching this, and they're really getting into the U.S., and you see a guy get kicked out of a game for stepping on a guy's heel, and also then suspended, as of right now, unless this gets appealed, the next game, if they're the win, you're not selling a sport. Now, I know FIFA doesn't care because it's huge around the world, and they're corrupt as hell, but this is a massively bad look for the sport and for FIFA and for the World Cup, because here's the thing. The whole world is watching this. And whether you're rooting for the U.S. or not, you're going to see that and go, oh, yeah, that's a bad
This is the host
look.
Country.
This is one of the host countries here.
We're giving them a favor. They don't have to spend as much money because we have all the infrastructure and the stadiums.
Right, it's true.
Seriously, they only had to spend $8 billion compared to $220 billion that they had to spend in Qatar. And you just took out the best player for the United States in a bogus call. Pulling out a yellow? No, he's not even pulling out a yellow for that. Why would you pull out a yellow for a Bosnian player?
I'm trying to find soccer
please.
People.
Honestly, please find soccer player, soccer analysts that will say that's a red card.
I found one person that says that it's a red card. It sucks. It was accidental, but it's considered a red card. But it's just some random person on Twitter that got retweeted. I don't know. They're not like a soccer analyst or anything.
He's just doing it for the bit.
That's what I wonder. Like, is that what it is?
Yeah, because everyone else is in agreement.
I mean, this is insane.
It's not like he had a yellow.
Here. Now I'm seeing some though. You guys just realize soccer is corrupt. That's the thing. This only plays to that narrative even more. And now they're knocking Christian Pulisic down. Which, by the way,
dude, this is honestly the Saints game. Who did they play when there was the no PI?
Oh yeah, the missed pass interference. It was the Rams.
No, this is actually equivalent to that.
That's what it feels like right now.
And the Saints lost.
Right. I mean, and it was a blatant pass interference. People were running into the dude.
People were doing the same.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Let's go.
Oh. No offside. Please don't be offside.
All right. Please you guys are ahead of me. I don't even care.
Oh, God.
Of course they're going to call offsides. Of course they are. They want Bosnia to go through. These guys are Bosnian refs.
Pulisic is saying no. Pulisic is saying he's not offsides.
Well, let's see. They're obviously going to review it, but... Holy smokes, if we scored there, that would be un... Pulisic, all right, here we go. We're getting the replay.
Pulisic is coming from the top.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, that's offsides.
It gets so corrupt, right?
I don't think it matters. I mean, unless a Bosnian player touched it. But yeah.
Brutal. No, he's way offsides.
Yeah, he's
offsides. Yeah.
This is so demoralizing. I'm more heartbroken than we lost.
I know. Yeah, this is brutal, man.
It's not even fair.
You got to feel for Flo too. I mean, the guy's having an unreal tournament. He's an attacking player. He's going back to help his team defend with a 1-0 lead.
He's on pace to break Landon Donovan's
does nothing malicious already. Or anything, and he's just now.
They're gonna wait.
They're giving
card.
Him a yellow.
They're gonna give another yellow. Yep, I see.
Oh, give a yellow to the coach.
Of,
oh, good. All right. Well, at least there's this game's gonna get out of hand real quick if they don't get.
Dude,
this is starting to look like Knicks Spurs
in that stadium. Let's see what he does. Oh, he's holding the ball back. Oh yeah, that's a yellow.
Yeah. Well, because he's trying to get a yellow card because his guy got knocked on his ass there. See, that's the thing. This game's going to get out of control real quick. We've seen this. It happens in every sport. But, yeah, he's holding the ball
and
there.
FIFA
that's
wanted
get
this.
You yellow.
FIFA yeah, literally this, asked
yeah.
for this.
Yeah.
Fight. Please fight. Play, make this a hockey match.
Yeah, like how can you sit there and scream at that when so many calls have gone your way, for the love of God.
Yep.
All right, we'll wrap this thing up next.
Oh, another yellow
Not the game,
for Bosnia.
But... All right, you guys are ahead. Hold on. We'll wait here. Let's see.
Let's see what happens here. I just don't understand. I mean, I
know. I mean, it's at the point now where okay, yeah. See, now it's funny because Bosnia's getting
see, that
actually,
right there is a yellow. There's a guy driving towards the goal, and he holds him back. That is when you call red cards. When you're not letting an opposing player.
Oh yeah, he's literally grabbing a guy around his.
Going,
when you grab somebody
the
around their waist,
call it red. I know it's a yellow, but we just had a red card for
I
nothing
know,
even close
yeah.
to that.
The problem is, though, if they're going to appeal this red card, then it essentially is it's acknowledging that was the wrong call, and I just don't believe FIFA is going to do it. But, I mean, again, I haven't seen enough of these situations to be able to tell you that.
This is huge right here, free kick.
All right, let's get this free kick, and then we'll take a break. Yeah. Because this is to get an insurance goal here with everything that's gone on for the U.S.
Shorthanded.
Yeah, I mean, at least a couple of yellows have been thrown around, but one of the coach, who cares?
Like Freeman, Robinson, or Adams is going to take this. I mean, they'll probably do some sort of deke. I'm not sure.
This would be massive right here.
Big time.
Because, I mean, two goals called back for the U.S. offsides is just
It should
brutal.
Be 2-0.
Yeah, and at least.
Yep.
And
that's the problem, because we're now shorthanded, we're only up by one. There's no comfort now. And Bosnia now has the possession. They're winning the possession now after Balogun was wrongfully ejected.
No. All right, we're going to take... All right, we got to hurry here. They need to get this off because I know we're going to be up against the hard out.
Score!
Oh, look at you guys. Score! Look at that. That's the result I wanted to hear. You're 12 seconds ahead of me.
That's what we thought,
it.
FIFA.
Let's go. Let's see it. Yeah! 2-0 U.S. Stick that right in that dumb ref's face. Oh, my God. That was needed. All right. We'll get the call when we come back. Nick Ashew on the Fan. Hell yeah. 2-0 U.S. in the 85th minute. Two goals called back for offsides, one penalty. Not called, and the U.S. is still up 2-0 after Flo Balogun got a red card for a BS call. Stepping on a dude's heel that literally every soccer analyst, every person that knows every single rule there has said, no, that ain't a red card, dude. That ain't a red card. Now, I understand there are certain instances where that might be the case, right? Where it's, you know, when you watch somebody like Wemby sticking his foot under Jalen Brunson, that's a flagrant. It should have been called a flagrant foul in the finals. We all know that, but we also know what the refs were trying to do. We know specifically what the extender was trying to do, which is apparently...
Did he just hit it? The U.S. goalie's head?
Did he hit his head?
It looks like he ran by him and clicked it. No, he didn't. He just pushed him down.
Okay. See, this Bosnia is getting all heated now here. It's been that way for a while, but now he's late. Yeah, you got your goalkeeper. They're trying to milk the clock a little bit. Yeah, he pushed him down, so he's late. I mean, he did bump his head a little bit on the ground, but he absolutely pushed him. So, okay, so let's go replay that. You don't go and touch a guy. You can't. I mean, what are you touching the keeper for right there?
No,
I mean, what are we doing?
You're not supposed to. That's a
right.
yellow.
Right. Are we gonna see a card here from this corrupt-ass ref?
Nope.
I'm just seeing a lot of waving hands. I mean, let's go do your little square box signal and go watch the VAR there. Or are we just gonna know? Oh, okay, yeah. What a just complete S show.
No, it is. It's a joke, dude.
God. All right. If they come out of this with a win and you get that red card appealed, then we can just move on. But I mean, that's the next question here. Get out of this game. How much stoppage time are we gonna also have? See, that's the other thing. Because you can start adding a ton of extra time to give Bosnia a chance to come back in this game.
Pulisic coming out.
So they're looking defensively now. This is a defensive substitution. You're a fresh legs defense. Just don't let them score.
Yeah.
And that's really what you need. That's the right move. They got Dest on and Pulisic off, and at this point now, you just want to save this. You just want to save this lead, preserve this lead. It's a two-goal lead in the 87th minute. They're probably going to tack on
a good amount, dude.
What's that?
They'll probably tack on a good amount.
Oh, I think I'm going to guess 7 minutes. I'm going to guess the first half had five, and then they extended it more because in stoppage time there was another dude that was down. There's a lot of that, but we've had stops for cards. We've had stops for breaking guys up. Like, I think I'm going to guess 7 minutes of stoppage time in this. I am. Still 2-0, 88th minute here. U.S. needs to come out of this with a win, but you got to get that red card rescinded. Like that, I mean, it's obviously going to be appealed. You can't. And also, if you're this tournament, you ruin the image of the integrity of this tournament. Everybody knows FIFA's corrupt, but at least don't lean into it. Like, at least try to fix that image somewhat. I know they don't care about perception, but they need to. 88th minute. Just hang on for the win here and fix this thing. The momentum is going a little bit in Bosnia's way here right now. Don't like that. Great stuff, Wes and PJ. Don't break anything there.
No, we're good.
All right, good.
It was a fast show.
It was good. It did go really fast. Good to work with you guys, having you all together, having the whole group together. All right, 2-0 U.S. in the 88th minute. That's what we're hoping for. Nick Ashew on the Fan.